Hi, I'm Dave Rosenberg, CTO at DB Networks, and this HelpNet podcast is to describe a new approach to SQL injection detection. This approach is behavioral in basis, and what we're really about is to contrast this here with the traditional approach, which has basically been signature detection. And what I want to describe is what the base problem is and how we solve this problem in our products. The basic problem is that applications put together SQL statements basically dynamically, and those statements are frequently open to modification by external users, hackers, malicious users, what have you. And this problem has actually existed for some time, 10 to 20 years actually, in the literature, and it's been quite popular and serious for the last 10. The traditional approach to this problem has been one of detecting these issues with pattern recognition. So basically, learning specific signatures around these injection detects and applying those in the various WAF-oriented tiers, often in systems, you know, snort, what have you, to go looking and apply those patterns to find the actual attacks on the wire. And the issue with this has been, the reason this hasn't been effective, is there's really an infinite supply of possible attacks. This is something that's about writing, basically programs that are writing programs or hacking programs. And because of that, the signatures really cannot keep pace with the attackers. Either they're too late, you know, in fact, the zero-day attack being the most common thing, where a new idea comes down the pike and, in fact, the existing signatures out there can't handle it, or they're way too broad, such that the signatures cause so many false positives that the reality is people turn them off. So I want to contrast that with what we're talking about here at DB Networks. What we do is behavioral analysis. So essentially what we do is we take the problem apart into its fundamental components. And that means we analyze the normal behavior of your application from multiple points of view. And the points of view, I'll just outline a couple of them. They go down to simple ideas, like we notice the normal signature of your application in terms of how many SQL statements you generate and what they really are. That's a pretty common thing. But we go much further. We basically analyze your application down to the lexical structure, that is the tokens that make up your SQL. The reason we do that is then we can understand how an attack might be made on a specific SQL statement that was part of your application, because fundamentally that's normally what happens. We analyze your application at a syntactic level. So what we essentially do is we learn how your applications normally generate new SQL code. And that actually allows us at runtime, when we find an attack, to say, hey, this application was in fact modified. We can see in fact how the SQL injection attack came together, but we can also say this isn't the normal nature of your application because we understand how your application functions. We basically have a model of what it normally does. We go even further, we actually understand the application at a semantic level. So we know what the structure of your SQL really means, what it is to be a query, what it means to query an important table in your database, what the important things are, basically. So you can see in contrast with a signature-based analysis of very surface sort of information, what we really do is a deep inspection of how your application functions. In the normal course of using a product like this, we're looking for and analyzing a very small amount of your application up front in terms of learning your system, and then being able to go into a protective mode and have none of the drawbacks of current systems. So in particular, we get very, very, very low false positive rates out of this. In fact, we expect to see maybe one statement in 1,000, one statement in 100 that would actually trigger an alert in this system by itself, whereas the state of the art is probably almost all of them. So we're orders of magnitude more specific in what we detect. That's crucial because the people that manage these systems have to understand, you know, how often is an alarm real versus false. And there just isn't a lot of bandwidth out there for people to analyze traffic that doesn't mean much to them. So we're giving much, much higher quality input. Same time, because we are so tuned towards the actual nature of the injection attacks, we actually find them highly reliably. It's very, very difficult to get around a system like this in dealing with the community of the hacker organizations that are out there and the white hat folks that we talk to. What's fascinating is our approach is essentially off to the side and invisible to them. So if you look at what they understand, how they attack your sites, how they dig into them, none of the bag of tricks applies to what I'm talking about, because we're actually looking at what the SQL is that comes out of the middle tier they're attacking. We actually see it where it matters. That's fundamentally what we do. We call this behavioral analysis. The product is the IDS6300. It's currently an IDS in the sense that it's really detecting attacks. That's what we're after. We'll, of course, we have a user interface that makes it possible to understand the whole nature of your application, when you're under attack, what the nature of the attack is, all that sort of thing. But of course, we also feed your SIM infrastructure so that you'll get the alarms and the sort of analysis post facto that you expect. That's really what we do. I'll give you a couple of examples of applying this product. So normally up front, what we'll do is we are seeing a passive copy of your network traffic. In other words, we're not necessarily in line. We're actually seeing something that you can give us, which is a network mirror or something of that nature. First order of business in our system is we learn the existence of all of your database infrastructure. This discovery problem actually is a problem all its own. We have customers, recent one, Navis, that we've deployed, we've seen hundreds of thousands of different interactions across, you know, hundreds and hundreds of databases, and their whole objective in saving money with our product is basically to understand how their infrastructure is deployed, how many database instances they have that are overloaded, underloaded, et cetera. They can see them all now. And it seems simple, you know, I would expect to turn this product on and know what databases I'm going to find, but that's not what we normally find with our customers. We find interesting insights just from seeing what's there. So we call that database discovery. It's a feature of what we do. We're just announcing a product called the IDS 6300V for virtual. So what I described previously has until now been available in an integrated hardware-software appliance, which is wonderful. It's easy to set up, easy to deploy. That's what we do things. It keeps things simple for customers. But of course, lots of customers have virtual infrastructures, and they'd like to do two things. They'd like to be able to deploy on their own virtual infrastructure, which we're going to support, and they'd like to be able to analyze their applications running in the virtual world, which we also support with this release. I think at this point, what we'd like people to do is examine our website, dbnetworks.com, and really experience what is a completely new approach to an old problem. Basically, it's behavioral analysis.